All right, and we are back for Wednesday's 8-game slate. Welcome, guys. My name is DK. Again, we're breaking down the 8-game slate here on DraftKings. If this is your first time watching, cover content for Daily Fantasy Sports, as well as for player prop sites like PrizePicks, Underdog, and Parlay Play. Guys, the sponsor of the video, that's going to be BetMGM. They're currently offering, for first-time users, get up to $1,500 paid back in bonus bets if you don't win. So again, first-time users only. Click the link down below. If you do click the link, and deposit does help support the channel. And my best advice in these videos, as always, is get in as many of these books as possible. And then when you are placing your bets, you can check which one offers the best value. And if you look for more content, you can check my Patreon linked in the description, whether it be DFS or for prize picks. Okay, so let's recap tonight. And why is this not loading? Okay, now it's loading up. Oh, it's going so slow. But yeah, so tonight, couple things to tilt about here. I still have a chance to cash, even with the duds here from Van Fleet and Jordan Poole. We talk about some stuff here, man. Jabari Smith, right? Finally didn't click him. Finally. Massive double-double for Jabari Smith. Jalen Green, way over-owned, drops an atomic bomb for literally no reason. But the Van Fleet Sharks get punished with a floor game. So that was definitely tilting. There's a ton of people that played the Jalen Green, Luka Doncic lineup with this pairing, but I felt like that was going to be duped way too many times, and it was duped a ton. So I went to Van Fleet, Jokic. Jokic definitely going to outperform Luka, but unfortunately, again, Jalen Green was like 60 bomb for absolutely no reason to punish me. But yeah, going over the rest of my lineup. So, I mean, I was very high in Washington value. No surprise. They were shorthanded. So still played Champagne off the bench. Baldwin, massive foul trouble. Literally at zero. Played 3 minutes in the first half. But then salvaged 27 fantasy points in the second half. I liked Rashawn Holmes, a contrarian play. He was solid. Played Butler, Amen Thompson. So basically stacked that game up with Nikola Jokic. So if Jokic can have a pretty solid second half, I should be able to get in the cash. It's not going to be a huge night, but I can probably double my money. All right, so let's talk about this 8-game slate. Miami, no Hero, no Robinson, no Love. You have Jimmy Butler questionable and Nikola Jovic questionable. That's pretty significant news. If they're both out, this team's going to be very shorthanded. You know, Bam, Rozier, Martin, Hawkes probably had to play big minutes. And then you would probably see guys like DeLon Wright and Patty Mills playing good minutes. They would be in consideration for value 3.2, 3.1K respectively. But if Jovic and Jimmy Butler are both in, I don't think there's any standouts. I think Bam, Jimmy, Rozier would all be playable, but not necessarily the best match against Cleveland. However, they do have a lot of pieces out. Jaime Jaquez is 5'5", and he's been playing good minutes, 35 minutes back-to-back game. If he starts again, I think he would be a decent play there in the mid-range. But yeah, really comes down to Jovic and Butler, because if they're both out, then we can start considering some of these value plays. Highsmith in there as well, 4.1. Like, he would probably have to play a decent amount, 25, 27 minutes over the last couple of games. He could definitely be a value play. Cleveland, team tilted me. Garland had like 2 fancy points that I played him at half last time out. No Mitchell, no Mobley, no Strus, no Dean Wade. So they're once again pretty shorthanded. The minutes for Jared Allen have been a little bit disappointing. Only played 34 minutes in competitive game last game. For a guy at 8.1K that in this matchup doesn't really make him stand out. Garland, I mean, started extremely slow, then had a really good third quarter, then did nothing in the fourth. I don't even know what to make of Garland right now. When Donovan Mitchell is back, he just drops a random triple-double for 60 fantasy points. It's not necessarily the best spot. So Garland, more of a contrarian play. I think LeVert will once again be the most popular play in Cleveland. Played 38 minutes last time out, had 50 bomb, almost a triple-double. Guys like Okoro and Niang, I think, are reasonable values. Okoro dealt with a little bit of foul trouble last game, still played 33 minutes. Niang is 4.6K. He played 33 minutes. They're both fine plays at their respective price points. Sam Merrill, 4.2, will come off the bench. He'll chuck. If he's making a shot, they can extend him. If he's missing a shot, he has a pretty low floor. You did see Marcus Morris in the rotation as well. He played 20 minutes at 3.6K. Actually does make him playable. And then Craig Porter Jr., last guy to mention, barely, or didn't play enough for me to consider him. You saw a little bit of Tristan Thompson backing up Jared Allen. I mean, close to min price, you can do worse as a punt play. Indiana and Detroit, good matchup here for the Pacers. Haliburton's been pretty disappointing, but in a competitive game, I think you should see, you know, mid-30s minutes or so from him. So still like the upside of Haliburton, but again, he has been struggling with a shot of late, like 6 of 18, 4 of 14 over the last couple games. You got Siakam at 7-7. Probably he's going to see low to mid-30s minutes. Pretty safe play, in my opinion, Miles Turner. Production's been a little bit up and down for him. He's always in play for me for GPPs. Aaron Naismith, with Mathurin out for the season, mitts have been pretty secure for him when he's avoided foul trouble in the game to stay competitive. So He's fine in the mid-range. Nembhard, top in playable for value. Jalen Smith, he'll back up Miles Turner. He's playing, you know, close to 20 minutes a game, and he is a good point-per-minute player. So I do like him for value. Let's talk about Detroit. So Detroit, we have Asar Thompson out, Stewart out, Grimes out, and Fettuccine questionable. Now, Fettuccine's out too. Then I'm not sure what they're going to do with the other two starters alongside K, Dern, and Ivy. Like, do they go a three-guard lineup? Throw, like, Sasser, Umude in there? Do they throw Fournier in there? Do they throw this Tosan guy in there? Like, Troy Brown maybe could be a candidate to start. So we'll keep an eye on that. But as far as the top-end guys go, I actually have interest in K, Dern, and Ivy. The minutes have not been amazing on Cade, but, you know, probably can see low 30s minutes from him. Again, the Pacers, up-tempo matchup. Jalen Dern, if he avoids foul trouble, probably plays around 30 minutes, like his ceiling. Then Ivy at 6'6 has been playing big minutes. I think he's another reasonable play there in the mid-range. Fettuccine, if he plays, has also been playing massive minutes. He would be a solid option if he's in. If not, then we're looking to guys, you know, like Sasser, Fournier, Mude, maybe Tosan. Like, I don't know who they would start. We'll just have to keep an eye on the news. This is an early game, though, so we will get that before before lock. Now, Milwaukee, Giannis is questionable, so that's obviously significant. If he's out, use your bump to Dame, Middleton, and Portis. Now, Middleton, I don't know how many minutes he can play. First game back, played 25 minutes. If Giannis is out, I think he's playable, but I don't think he's going to go back to his normal, like, low to mid-30s minutes. Dame and Portis are probably the first two guys to look to if Giannis is out. They get a nice usage bump. Bobby Portis had a huge game. Was it last game? Yeah, it was last game against Phoenix. 56 without Giannis. So those two look really good if Giannis gets ruled out. Brooke Lopez rolled up really changes. The value in with Middleton back, a little bit tougher to get to these guys like Beasley, Beverly, Connaughton, Crowder. All right, let's talk about Boston. So Boston will also, you have three guys, Washington, Brown, Holiday, and Hauser. If everyone's in for Boston, I don't think there's any standout plays here. Porzingis, can we talk about that game for him? Like, what was that rotation? There's no news of a limit. He only played six first half minutes for literally no reason. And then in the second half, he plays 15 straight minutes. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, actually? Like, someone needs to do an investigation onto the Porzingis rotations last game. Made no sense. No sense at all. But yeah, if everyone's in, I think Porzingis would probably be my favorite play. If Brown, Holiday, and Hauser are all out, then, you know, the guys that will play, like Tatum, Porzingis, White are going to look good. Horford will get a minutes bump. Pritchard should play decent minutes as well. He's making me a lot of money. I've been betting his PRA basically every single game. So Boston, another team that's a little bit tricky to talk about with three guys on the injury report. Sacramento, no Herder, no Trey Lyles. Top end, you got Sabonis and Fox in a great matchup. 10-7 for Sabonis. He's been dominating. De'Aaron Fox at 9K should play high 30s minutes. He looks good. But with Kevin Herter out, my guess is you're going to get Keon Ellis moving into the starting lineup. Played 34 minutes over the last few games. 27, 28, 29, 34 minutes. Keon Ellis has been a big part of this rotation. So I think he starts. If he does start, I think he's a pretty solid value. I think I feel a little bit better about the minutes for guys like Murray and Barnes. He and Murray is also playing huge minutes right now. I know that there's, like, DraftKings has a glitch right now where some of the minutes are off in that last game. But Malik Monk would also benefit a little bit if or with Kevin Herter out. We know the ceiling's there in Malik Monk, so do like his upside. Don't really know if I get to anyone else there for Sacramento, but good matchup here. The only concern is can the Raptors keep it competitive? Now, Toronto, no Quickly, no Barrett, no Boucher, so they're very shorthanded. My guess for the starting lineup is going to be Bruce Brown at the point, Grady Dick, Gary Trent, Agbaji, and Olynyk. So that is the case. I mean, starters, I think, look pretty good, especially Bruce Brown, Gary Trent, and Olynyk. They should run the show offensively. That one game that Quickly missed, what, Brown played 38 minutes, had a really solid game. Gary Trent Jr. will probably chuck like 20 shots up just because this team needs some scoring. And then Olynyk, you know, probably sees around 30 minutes in a competitive game. So I think those three are pretty interesting options. Grady Dick also, you know, viable, but I think I prefer those other guys that we mentioned. Agbaji at 3-7 should start. He's played 34, 30 minutes over the last couple games. Not a good point per minute guy, but it's really cheap, which makes him playable. And then you have some interesting options off the bench. Like Jordan Nwora, good point per minute player. If the game blows out, probably gets extended a bit, which is definitely likely. So I like the upside there in Nwora. You got Porter at 4K. He has played some alongside Atlantic, 20 plus minutes now in each of the last four games. So I think Porter and Nwora are very interesting plays there off the bench. And then maybe, like, they also called up Jamias Ramsey. He's played, you know, averaging close to 20 minutes a game over the last three games. He is another viable punt play at that price. Utah and Oklahoma City. So, Markkanen out, Clarkson out. John Collins is questionable. Keep an eye on the Collins news. That's pretty significant. Because if Collins is out, you should get Kessler starting and playing big minutes. Kessler would look really good, in my opinion, if John Collins doesn't play. And if Collins can throw out more usage to guys like Sexton and Kante George, there's obviously some blowout risk going on the road in Oklahoma City. But, you know, Sexton, George, Kessler, there's no Collins look good. Also, Taylor Hendricks is 5.1, 33 and 28 minutes over the last couple games for him. He would look better if John Collins doesn't play. Chris Dunn has been playing, you know, mid-20s minutes over the last three games. He's a pretty good point-per-dollar play, in my opinion, at that price. You're going to see some THT in the rotation. He's been playing, what, 19 minutes in back-to-back games. I think he's another viable value play for Utah. So a lot of blowout risk in this game for the Jazz going on the road in Oklahoma City, but definitely some interesting options for the Thunder. They're fully healthy, great matchup. So if you think Utah can keep it competitive, I think any of the main three guys, SGA, Chet, and Jalen Williams look good, with SGA probably being my preferred option. Don't really know if I'm getting the guys like Giddy or Dort or any of the values for Oklahoma City with them being fully healthy. I think there's other value plays we talked about that I would prefer. Clippers and Blazers. So Clippers, you got Powell on the injury report, Mann on the injury report. Mann is expected to play, though. Same thing as I always say with the big three here for the Clippers. Kawhi, Harden, Paul George, all in play. Ownership will play a role if I'm going to play one of these guys. 8-7 for Kawhi, 8-6 for Harden, 8-4 for Paul George. They all look pretty similar to me. Zubats, minutes been up and down on him. Production's been a little bit up and down. Playable for tournaments. Don't love it, don't hate it. I mean, I guess if Mann and Powell are both out, we can consider a Bones Hound a 4.2. He would probably see a bit more run than the 11 minutes he saw last time out. All right, Portland. So, no Brogdon still. Jimmy Grant is doubtful. Keep on the starting lineup. They've been going back and forth, like Banton in the starting lineup and Scoot in the starting lineup. Whoever starts between Banton and Scoot, I think, is going to be a pretty good play there in the mid-range. But Banton, even off the bench, still played 33 minutes. So it seems like they want to give Banton minutes no matter what. But I would obviously prefer if he starts. And then if you think Portland can keep it competitive, it's Simons and it's Ayton. They're running the show offensively. They're playing huge minutes. 39 minutes for Simons last game. DeAndre Ayton played 37 minutes. So those two, like the upside on them. Again, Banton, Scoot, keep an eye on the starting lineup for Portland. Jabari Walker also played 33 minutes last time out. He's an interesting value play there. 4-5. Kamara, Murray, they're reasonable, I guess. It would look a little bit better if Thibault doesn't play as well. Okay, Philadelphia and Phoenix. So Joel Embiid out, still D'Anthony Melton out. Tobias Harris questionable. Tobias Harris news is pretty important. If he misses, more minutes for guys like Oubre and Hield and Batum. Batum over the last couple games has played 37 and 38 minutes. So they're running Nick Batum into the ground. But yeah, if you think this game also has some blowout risk. If you think that the 76ers can keep it competitive, Maxey's probably a big reason why. He's going to play like 40 minutes. I mean, 40 and 41 minutes over the last couple games. So like the upside of Maxey there for GPPs. Again, guys like Oubre and Hield, these guys are going to look a little bit better if Tobias Harris gets ruled out. But I would prefer Oubre to Hield if I had to pick between the two. Bamba's been starting. Paul Reed's been closing most of the time. Both those guys are playable in GPPs. Lowry, the minutes have been a little bit up and down on him, but you know, he's down to a price point where he's at least playable there at 4-8. And then we mentioned Batum. Again, if there is no Tobias Harris, he should get good minutes at 4.2. He would be a decent value play. All right, Phoenix. So, basically fully healthy. I think any of the big three, KD, Booker, and Beal are playable, but no standouts. My boy Nurkic, minutes been a little bit up and down, but you know, most of the time he's playing close to that 30-minute mark. I don't know. There's not a ton. Grayson Allen's price is up. There's just not a ton here for Phoenix, I think, stands out when they are fully healthy. Memphis and Golden State. So Memphis, Vince Williams, doubtful. Santi Aldama, questionable. And then we don't know if Jordan Goodwin's going to be available or not. Last game he was in the G League. But if Aldama's out and Goodwin isn't available, I believe they'll only have seven guys. Triple J 1, Bane 2, GG 3, Laravia 4, Conchar 5, Jemison 6, Drew 7, and then Gabriel they released. So, yeah, I like the upside here on Jaren and Desmond Bane. You know, they should play mid to high 30s minutes if the game does stay competitive. So there definitely is some blow risk though playing on the road at Golden State. GG Jackson should play big minutes as well at 6K. I think he's a pretty good player there in the mid-range. Laravia played big minutes off the bench. I think he's interesting there, 4-6. John Conchar's 4-5. He should play decent minutes as well. So this team is pretty shorthanded, and it could be very shorthanded if Aldama's out too. Trey Jemison, 4-2. I don't think he played a ton. I mean, it says he played 53 minutes, but I don't know exactly how many minutes he played because that glitch for DraftKings. Yeah, Memphis definitely is. They're going to be shorthanded. They could be very shorthanded if Aldama is out too. Finally, Golden State. So you got Draymond Green questionable and Moses Moody questionable. Now, Draymond Green is out. You should get Jackson Davis in the starting lineup. If Jackson Davis starts, he stands as a pretty good point per hour play there at sub 5K, good point per minute player. Steph Curry is sub 9K. I always like his upside in tournaments. Price points come down on him as well. I think it's kind of tough to get to anyone else if Stu and Draymond's in, like guys like Kuminga, Clay, Podziemski. I mean, you got CP3 down here, 5.5, but he should play probably around 20 minutes. So not a ton else. I mean, you know, Golden State runs a pretty deep rotation as well. Not a ton else that stands out there. But keep an eye on Draymond again if he misses. Jackson Davis should start, and they'll probably dust off one or both of Looney and Dario Saric. Could be viable punts there at the flat min price. Okay, guys, so that's going to wrap up the video. As always, if you do enjoy, just make sure to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. I'll see you all in the next one.